When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Yo, the best in that whole thing is just hearing Paul Feinbaum, my damn. What up, son?
Because we always would play Mobb Deep for some reason when Paul Feinbaum was on. I don't know why Yates chose his Shook Ones Part 2 every time Feinbaum comes on, so I started asking him, do you know who this is? And then every day, every week, I would tell him, and then the next week he would forget, right? Yates, why did you choose Shook Ones Part 2 for Feinbaum?
So when I used to work Feinbaum's show, it's always been, you know, Southern football conversation. But I heard that he was from New York. And I'm like, I wonder how many people know that because he's associated as Brooklyn. The mouth of the South. Yeah. So I'm like, nah, I got to give him some New York love whenever he come on the show. And the rest is how it is.
I see.
I respect it. What up, Key?
Yeah, Key, good morning.
He's
okay.
He's somewhere there.
Yeah.
There he is.
What happened to Key?
Is Key okay? Is Key is no longer with us?
He may be load managing. I don't know.
He's load managing. Yeah,
I think he needs some. He's only going to play. He played the first 2 hours. We're going to save him for Monday for game 3 at home.
Search party to LAPC or what's the deal here? Oh, there he is. Hey, Key, welcome back.
Hey, Collinsworth sliding, Key, okay.
Welcome to the show.
Welcome back to the show, Key. No, he's not. This guy's just taking his time.
Yeah, he's taking his time, putting his IFB in. It's still not in.
Professional right there.
Hopefully the water's not frozen.
Oh, there you are. Welcome to the show, Key. So good of you to join us.
What are you talking about?
Been here the whole time?
You've been here the whole time, huh?
Yeah, I've been here since we started at 6 a.m.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thing is
not the beginning of the segment.
At 8 o'clock. Yeah. It's now or your
it's
time.
5:02.
Yeah.
Yes. My time. 6.
Yes. The segment would start
your
at
time.
Five.
Right.
The segment would start at 5.
Yes, but the segment would start at 5.
And you know, Pat.
Okay,
Pat, so just put the camera on your chair.
So what you should do.
That's what I would. But you know,
when someone is not sitting in their seat, and you two are on the show, you do a 2-shot.
Yep.
Or you do a wide shot, just you two in the studio.
Well, the thing
you
is,
you don't pan to my chair.
That's not a bad point that he's making, guys. We were not informed that he wasn't in his chair.
That's called coaching.
Create a problem.
Yeah.
For
no,
me,
no, Key, I hear
not
you.
Sitting in my chair.
I'm not going.
No, you guys probably didn't know.
Yeah.
But the individuals in the control
Pat
room.
Pat Costello.
No.
The Pat Costello. Jerry.
Wait a minute. Hold up. Back it up. Before we took the shot of the chair, at that point, we kind of had to make a joke about it because I said, good morning, Key, and you weren't there. But no one. So at that point, they had to point it out. But no one had informed us that you weren't there ahead of time.
That is correct, Max. And the individuals in the control room, as well as in the television side,
Jerry.
In the control room,
His name is Jerry,
should know. To get into your ear and say, hey,
right.
Don't make reference to Key. He's not sitting in his chair at the present moment.
Mm-hmm.
But because you have a bunch of kids that work with us, they do kid-like things.
I'm trying to throw the ball to the receiver, and no one told me that they took him out of the game.
I mean, ultimately, though, this goes back on the head coach. I mean, we can sit there and talk about what the assistant coaches are doing, but this is ultimately Nuno's responsibility.
No.
Absolutely.
Wait a second. Since we're talking about our guy Jerry, right? My man.
No,
took
a vacation. I was gonna get there.
We gotta have.
I was gonna get there. Yates.
He went to a single shot on you. This is on. Are we on ESPNU right now? Yeah.
Yes.
ESPNU to be fair, that was the thing to do once it became a thing that Key wasn't there. Then you got to play TV and radio.
You to play TV and radio at my expense.
But wait, Key, the fact is once we needed to be informed ahead of time you weren't there, and then it wouldn't have been an issue, right?
Absolutely, and that is part of their job is to let you know, okay, the how to drive the vehicle, how right. to put it in gear, do those
well,
sort
that's
of things.
Not working.
Yeah, but it's way less and, funny when we do that. It's way more fun to just rip on you for not being there at all.
Speaking of ripping on somebody.
Hold on, Key. So you're telling me if I get in Max and Jay's ear, be like, don't go to Key yet. Jay, love him to death, but you're telling me he's not going to take the opportunity to throw you under the bus?
Right under the bus.
Oh, yeah, he's certainly a got you moment guy, but that's, you know, it's fine.
At least then Key, that falls back on me, though. Then I could take onus, but, you know, I didn't even get that opportunity.
Right.
It wasn't
right.
even communicated to me.
Yeah, but Jay is certainly a got you guy. Speaking of got yous, Jerry, who works in the television side, Max, we all get vacation time, right?
Sure.
We get vacation time, and we take off, and then we get our weekend, and we take off the next
week. Take a long weekend in the summer.
Yeah. This dude took off, but came back on a Friday.
Who takes off work?
Guys, I got to tell you, that's kind
took
of
off Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and it came back on a
that's
Friday.
That's kind of genius, actually.
Like, no, it's not.
I'll tell you why it's genius. You save the vacation day. You get all that. You get the weekend plus Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, a whole week basically. Then you come back Friday for one day. Who cares? It's already the weekend. You guys keep telling me, you beat me in the head all the time. Friday's the best day of the week. So you're good, and now you got the weekend again. And you saved
your
vacation day.
No, let's get context. So
you're
going to
have one vacation day?
You're going to take one vacation?
Hold on. No, let's get context.
He started his vacation last Friday, so he was off last Friday. And then came back today for whatever reason.
Which is technically Thursday because, you know.
Yeah. Now he's got, like, Budenholzer early. Has the two timeouts. You know, whoever hires Budenholzer gets a nice head coach plus a guy with two extra timeouts.
Dude,
now Jerry has an extra vacation.
You
day.
Extend pocketed. Your vacation till Sunday. You come back on Monday. No one does that. No one decides. I'm going to take off on Friday.
I got to tell you, it's not
but
a bad
I'm
going to
come back on a Friday.
No, I'm with Max. You got to save that vacation day.
I got to tell you,
you
because Friday is,
vacation.
According
so
to you guys, Friday's
day.
Basically a vacation day.
That's
he
true.
Comes back into a vacation kind
That's
of
true.
Again.
Yeah, but Friday is the best day.
But doesn't the context of what time we get up matter in this situation? Because if we had a regular time shift, coming back for one day would be cool. But, like, you're on vacation, you're turned off from your normal routine of waking up, so you got to come back and wake up at 3 a.m.?
I gotta tell you, everyone's making a lot of sense in this segment. I find every time someone makes a point, I'm thinking, that's a good point.
I know
what's going on.
Jerry jumped on the mic today when we walked in. He was like, yo, man, what's good? You know, he was
super relaxed.
His energy's up now.
Where was he, in Cali?
The
vacation worked.
Man, I should have just took the Friday off.
Yeah, took the Friday off.
Yeah, you take the Friday off and come back. Get ready for your week. Start the fresh week on Sunday. You just get ready mentally.
Yeah, but
prepare yourself.
Key, I don't know. It's starting to make sense because today's Cinco de Mayo. It's like you work. You go right into the weekend again.
Oh.
Like you're
ready.
But think about it.
You could still be chilling on a Thursday instead of cutting your vacation because you got to cut it off because you got to wake up so damn early to be in on Friday. Yeah. So you could still
slog through on a couple hours. Doesn't matter because you got the weekend.
No.
You already slept the whole vacation. You got your sleep in.
Key, I don't know.
This show is a serious show.
Can we get to the bigger point, Key?
Yeah.
We're starting to have there's some really big issues going on with you and Jerry. I mean, first it was the water bottle.
Oh, yeah.
And
there is
to bring it back. It is a Friday. I mean, the water bottle was not a good look for you.
Okay, so you want them to show the water bottle?
No, I'm just
pull the water bottle so you can get his giggles on.
I am just giving context. I'm just reaccounting.
You're just cueing Jerry is what you're saying.
That the things that Jerry has done is
a
silent toss.
You're really into the water bottle, Jay.
Well, I'm not into the water bottle.
Well, Key, to be fair, you are into the water bottle. Let's be honest.
Max, I didn't ask you to elaborate.
Slobbering all over.
Key and the water bottle are in a relationship
now
after that.
You got a water bottle now? You got a water bottle with you now?
No, I don't have a water bottle with me.
Why are you lying? I know when you're lying.
What is going on with you and Jerry?
Why are you lying?
What's going on with Key and Jerry? That's the question.
Why are you lying, Key? I know when you
lie. I don't
have a water
bottle.
Face.
I don't.
I see the cap.
This is not a water bottle.
He just held up a water bottle. What
is
it?
It's a vessel that holds water,
why is it purple?
No,
Key tells us on the arm slick. You see how slick this dude is? He will point to a water bottle and tell you it's not a water bottle.
No, it's kind of, I don't know, it's gray and black.
It's a smoky gray.
It's smoky gray.
It's like a smoky gray or something. It's free. That's all I can tell
you. And what's in it?
It looks
what's in it?
Tell me water right now. Tell me water, I'll cry.
Any water bottle next to you is not a good look.
It's a concoction of ice.
Concoction.
Water.
Concoction.
Concoction, yeah.
Ice, water, and lemonade.
Whatever. Oh, lemonade. Okay. He threw a little
ice
lemonade.
Water, ice water, ice water, and a little lemonade. Bit of lemonade.
All right. Nothing wrong with that.
Take a swig for the camera.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max is brought to you by Beacon. Beacon and Beacon Pro Plus app helps roofers get things
Caucasian?
Done.
Caucasian?
Concoction, concoction, however you
from
say
anywhere,
it.
From anywhere, 24/7.
You know what I'm saying.
Beacon, always building.
Damn it. All right, Ron.
Do we need a like couples Ron. Therapy with Key and Jerry or something?
They have serious issues. Why you go back to
but
my
see, Ron Jay keeps
yesterday.
Trying to point it toward Key and Jerry, but Key keeps bringing it back to you, Jay. Key believes, it seems to me, Key, you correct me if I'm wrong, that the issue is not Jerry, but it's you hiding behind Jerry, really poking at Key, using Jerry as an excuse to bring it up so Jerry
he's
plays
a,
what
he's
you want.
He's a pot stir.
No. No.
Yes.
I'm just referencing the fact that Jerry, on multiple occasions, has set Key up for failure. Mm. And I don't like it, frankly. I got a problem with it. I'm surprised that Jerry is still here with us.
Mm.
He's
got another couple of vacation days coming up because he was smart enough to come back on a Friday.
He'll get a permanent vacation to keep messing with me.
But are the Warriors going to get the Lakers a vacation?
I can't deal with him. He's got to go.
Oh, man,
every time I see a Jerry,
geriatric.
Jerry Lewis comes on television, you know?
Flashbacks.
I see Jerry Jones, I freak out every time I see a Jerry.
Tom and Jerry cartoon.
No.
Oh, that segment's burned.
You think the Lakers are in trouble, though?
Are you really going to try to get to the
I'm
Lakers?
I'm just curious.
Do
you think the Lakers are in
trouble? Yes,
do you think they're in trouble?
Totally is.
Even
if he uses the entire 30 seconds himself,
nothing wrong with that.
No, I don't think the Lakers are in trouble.
They're not in trouble. So Jay just guaranteed the Lakers win the series. Very interesting. We'll get into it coming up. Keyshawn, Jay Will and Max, ESPN Radio.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
This is Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max coming to you live from above the Heineken River deck at Pier 17.
There it is. I knew it. Yates, I knew it.
It's unreal.
As soon as
it's 100% of the time.
Every time. I pulled out the chapstick because I'm like, this man Key gonna put on chapstick every
Welcome
time he hear
Keyshawn,
R&B.
Welcome to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. It's the Power Hour. I'm Keyshawn Johnson.
It's 100% of the time. It's a Pavlovian
All
response.
Time.
He can't help it.
Well, it's
my
coming
dad's,
out of the break.
Key, my dad's in the building. Pop, I know you guys can't hear him, but Dad, every time R&B comes on the show, Dad, Key always puts on chapstick. And it's like it's a thing. I don't know what it is about this man and his lips.
It's between the breaks, and we happen to play some pretty good music around here.
But why is it only R&B when you put on the chapstick? You get in that mindset.
Yeah, why is there a connection between the music and chapstick?
It just happens that way, I guess. I'm not deliberately doing it.
Jay is very good at making people feel self-conscious about things they had no idea about.
Because, you know,
Max, why do you cross your legs when you're...
Because
Key
does a finger. He
now
just,
I have to think about it.
It's just awkward.
Your dad pops
it always
in
comes
the
in twos, Jay.
Yeah, my dad's in the building. He has an IB in... He just
oh,
can't.
He does?
Yeah, he can hear you. He just
oh,
not,
what's up, Pop?
He don't want to get on the microphone. He ain't like my mom's like, I'll talk to anybody. My dad's like, I ain't talking to none of y'all
Jay,
right now. I'm cool in the background.
Jay.
Yeah. Stop. See, my dad going F. Look, you almost have me.
I just asked you a question. All you got to do is say yes or no.
He wants to know where it comes from, Jay. That's what he wants to know.
Yes or no.
He inherited it from
somewhere. Keith said we got big noses in the family.
And I didn't say that.
What you say then? You looked right at me on camera, and you went like this at my nose.
No, I was just saying, saying it's featured, you know. That's all I'm...
Key, for people listening on the radio, Key takes his right hand and he creates a claw and like exaggerates a nose.
Pretty much, Pop, he said we got wide nostrils. That's what he's saying. Well, my dad said he ain't wrong.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
Hey, okay. Damn, Pop. He said it is what it is.
It is what it is.
Cuban J, what's happening, baby?
I don't want to mess with nobody.
What?
Man.
What is it? It is what it is, but you guaranteed before we went to break Lakers
win
the series.
I did not guarantee anything.
I thought that's what
you
I heard.
I told people that I didn't say that. I just said the Lakers are not in trouble.
They're not in trouble.
Why not, Jay? Why aren't we in trouble? It seems like that the Warriors figured us out. Like, we shut it down in the third quarter, but it feels like they figured us out.
I mean, look, I said before, Key, I have Golden State winning the series. But this is going to be – it's going to be the best series. I mean, I think this is going to go seven. I feel that way. It's – now the counter is, like, I would go back to drop coverage again. Like, Anthony Davis blitzed Steph Curry in every ball screen, which I don't know why you would do that, especially with his passing ability. So, go back to drop coverage. Let Vanderbilt play over the top. Let him, you know, lock and chase. And use his length to deter shots, funnel people into AD, and now you have to find a way to combat that the small lineup. Like, you know, last night, even the free throw disparity wasn't the same, but the first time it was 29 free throw attempts to 6. Last night it was 17 to 16.
So is this
right?
Where...
So like points in the paint just got negated due to three-point shooting and spacing defensively. Yeah, I get back to that.
We've seen a bunch of coaches who've won championships lose their job recently, right? Three of the last four championships, that team's coach has been let go. Only Steve Kerr remains. Is Darvin Ham here, is this like a test of his coaching ability? Jay, like we were talking earlier and was talking on
set. It's always a test of your coaching
ability. But I mean, like Eric Spoelstra.
Like, is his job on the line?
Eric Spoelstra,
why
someone like
that.
Be
on the line?
I don't know if that's what Max was asking.
You never see at the end of a series, man, Spoelstra was outcoached, right? Not just is his team prepared and all that, but he makes adjustments, all that. Isn't that on coach? If you gave them the game plan, you knew what they were going to do ahead of time. You said it on this show yesterday, and didn't the Lakers coach play into that?
Yes.
So
what do you need to see now? But by the way, I mean, his game plan worked game one.
I was just about to say. Right, so, I was just about to say that, Jay.
But if you can see the adjustment coming,
uh-huh. Why couldn't he?
I don't. That's a legit question.
Maybe he's seen the adjustment coming, but he also needs the players to do something to help the adjustment. And when Anthony Davis doesn't do anything, as I continue to keep telling you, Max, over and over and over, they're going to go as far as Anthony Davis takes them. I don't care about LeBron and he's wheeled teams and on his back that was less than this, the champion. I don't care.
Hold on. I need to quote you on this for this, Justin. Continue.
Wait.
I don't
care. NLI, name, likeness, and image. Are you paying, Key?
I don't care. Hold on. Go ahead, Key.
Y'all, goofy. The Lakers need Anthony Davis to do what he did in game one. Mm-hmm. If Anthony Davis does that, and I know you don't want to put everything on him, but you have to because he's supposed to be our big dog now. LeBron James can turn it on and turn it off, but he only could do so much. We have to have Anthony Davis come to the party. That's just what it is.
And he comes every other day.
We're not the only talking heads that are saying this. Jay's an ex-basketball player, both in college and the NBA. And Jay knows. That's why Jay says, hey, he looks like less than what he's supposed to, like other NBA players that's not at his level.
I'm not saying he doesn't need responsibility, but Jay anticipated that they're going to draw him out of the paint, right? That if Jay can anticipate it the day before, then coach should also be able to not only anticipate
but
have a better plan to counteract
him out, but drawing him out of paint is not the that's only on the defensive side.
Yes, I understand. Jay, what would you like to see? I agree, Key. I think it's a good point.
Because drawing him out the paint, That ain't had nothing to do with Klay Thompson hitting threes.
They weren't like going to him out of timeouts and stuff. It's not like they were drawing anything up for him.
Well, I mean, look, what I would do if I were Darvin Ham going into game three is the first three or four possessions, I'm giving the ball to AD on the block. And I'm telling him, you shoot the ball. You be aggressive. We're setting a different tone with you. Also, I'm going back to that drop coverage. And also, one of the things that the Lakers have to get better at, like, we keep talking about all these defensive metrics about half court, one of the best defensive teams. They're not one of the best teams at defensive transition. So you saw they're one of the worst teams in the league at defensive transition because sometimes AD will jog back. There's a tendency for that, right? So if he's going to log those minutes, you're going to see Golden State increase the tempo of the game. So I think you're going to have to start seeing some scenarios where maybe you might see Bron at the five when you're giving AD spurts to play a little bit faster in spurts and then try to slow down the game when AD is in the game when you start trying to punish them again down low in the box.
Why does that happen, though, Jay? Why does it happen where is it I don't want to say out of shape, but is it a fatigue where you're not getting back down the court the way that you need to?
Well, it's just the amount of possessions, Key. So, like, you saw that. Like, think about that first quarter last night. Like, there were periods where after made shots, D'Lo would push the ball down the court.
Yes.
And if you watch this in the first quarter, there were multiple series in which D'Lo, Bron, Vanderbilt were down the court, and you're waiting for AD to get back into the camera.
But why is that? Yeah, if you're just looking on TV, where's AD?
It's conditioning, man. It's conditioning of how this series is going to be played at. And it's the playoff basketball is tough, man. You just come from that's the advantage of Golden State going small.
But if Golden State is in condition and the Lakers are in condition, why is it effort? Because I contribute that to effort.
Effort, Key.
That's what I don't because he's a world class athlete, and when you are a world class athlete, in my opinion, you shouldn't have any conditioning issues.
So
it's effort.
Key, one of the best things from a motivational talk perspective that I heard is, God, I'm drawing a blank on who said this. He's done a lot of speeches. No, but the thought was, what do you think about when you're tired? Where does your mind go? So you know this, Key. There's so many players who are elite athletes that when they get tired, there's a tendency for you to think about, well, I'm not sure I can get over that screen, or you start thinking about me instead of what's in the best interest for me to do for my team. And I think that is a question that we should start asking for Anthony Davis. When he gets tired in games, what is he thinking about? Like, can you get that extra effort out of yourself when you get tired? It's a mental capacity. Not a lot of players
So it's attached to something larger than yourself, you're saying, that when you get tired, you become self-interested. And if you can keep in mind the greater good, that gives you some extra.
Yes.
So that's interesting. Yeah,
you got to fight through it because it's just like playing a receiver position. If you don't give maximum effort in the running game, you're going to get somebody hurt. So if you're standing around playing brother-in-law with the DB, which means you walk up on him, you just kind of like, you know, hey, that back is going to come full speed and run right up your back. And you're going to take a chance on you getting hurt and him getting hurt because you're not giving maximum effort, even when you're tired.
How are Lakers fans feeling right now? 888-SAY-ESPN.
I feel.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. I'm so glad, Key, that you and Jay brought up the steps that Steph took on that assist, because there were so many I thought I saw it wrong. You know what I mean? I'm like, no, that couldn't be. I think there were five on an assist.
It was a lot.
It was a
That's
lot.
True. It was a lot.
But listen, the Warriors were a lot, and this is predictable. As I said, 16-1. The last 17 series played in the playoffs where the home team has lost game one, they're 16-1 in game two, and 15-2 against the spread. So they're not only winning, they're winning big most of the time. So this was a predictable outcome. But it's one thing to know going in, yeah, probably the Warriors beat us up, and then, you know, but it's another thing to experience it and then have that emotionally affect you. So as a Lakers fan right now, even anticipating that was probably going to happen, how are you feeling about the series?
I'm fine. We go home. We go home to a sold-out, jacked-up crowd. You know, they know that they got to deliver in front of our home crowd. It'll be a tough, tight game, but I feel fine. I'm not going into a panic mode at all. We did what we set out to do, which is the cliche, right? Oh, we're going to get one. We're going to split. That's all we're looking to get. Well, we got it. We got the one.
Yeah, if you're a road team, you can't win the series if you don't win a road game.
If it's the first game or the second game, we got one. So right. We go back home and we get game three and we make the necessary adjustments. We have the deep personal conversation with Anthony Davis and we let him know that everything is going through you. We need you to play better. He understands that. He understands all the vitriol that's at him this morning, this afternoon, this evening, the highlights that'll be played. He sees all that, whether he wants to or not. And at the end of the day, he'll come out and he'll play better tomorrow.
I mean,
what's the day Friday? Yeah, tomorrow, Saturday.
I remember in the previous series feeling against Memphis, feeling like, remember in game five they wasted the AD game? I'm like, damn. You get a good game every other game from AD. You just wasted the AD game. So now the pressure's on AD. Not only on AD to have a big game, he probably will. It's every other game. But the Lakers to win that game at home, you can't afford to waste a big AD game at home if you're the Lakers.
The problem with him last night is it was a lack of effort, as far as I can see, on both ends of the floor. Okay, he had three blocks. Yay. But I'm just talking about it was like he was deferring to some other people to take the lead. You talk about up and down the floor in transition when they was pushing the pace. AD was walking down instead of running down. So it became a lack of effort to me. And I think that changes in game three.
Dave in Maryland, you're on KJM.
Good morning, fellas.
Morning, Dave.
Listen, I've been a diehard fan from the Lakers for 40 years here. And when they picked up AD many years ago, I was like, great, man. They're going to be able to make some runs. Okay, they won in a bubble. And, you know, listen, when Rob Pelinka screwed up this roster and picked up Westbrook, but they made some trades and they corrected it, okay? And so, man, I knew if they could get in, they could make a run. But with AD, they got two big problems here. Steve Kerr is out coaching Darvin Ham because Darvin Ham's just starting out, and he made those major adjustments. If you watch last night, he was running them around, dragging AD out of the paint, and he was slow as molasses. And the Laker guards are pretty slow as it is. There were so many times they're coming off those pick and rolls, and they're just running around, driving down a layup wide open. AD was just slow and sluggish. D'Lo's trying to run down the court, and they're waiting for him to drag himself up the court. So the problem with this is this. I don't think that Darvin can make the adjustments, and we know we can't count on AD. So, Key, as a fan and as a guy who's played major sports, it's obviously this guy can't keep self-conditioned, right? So Darvin Ham probably knows this. He probably can see this, and he's seen it over and over. I don't know what he has other choices to do. But we can't count on this guy back-to-back games, because here's what's going to happen. He's going to go out there, and they're going to win in game three. He's going to play good. And I'm going to call you on Tuesday morning when he gives you that 10 and 8 rebound game and nowhere to be found in a series that's tied 2-2 going back to Golden State. And we're going to be talking about the same nonsense. You can't win with this guy. For some reason, he's got – LeBron only has a couple of years left of good ball in him. They got a real chance this year with Milwaukee out and Phoenix probably on the way up. They got a real chance that they can get by Golden State. And you would think
Dave, you can't say they can't win with AD. They've already won with AD. That's already happened.
They won in the bubble, Max. They won in the bubble.
Okay, but everyone
them.
Was playing in the like all the teams had the same advantages and disadvantages in the bubble, and they won.
Well, listen, I'm not discrediting it. I'm just saying, prove it to me now. I'm just saying to you, listen, he can't put two games back together, and he looked horrible on the court. Jay even said it himself. It's conditioning. You could see it. He's out of breath.
All right,
he's
listen,
slow,
Dave.
He's sluggish. Dave, this shouldn't be like that.
We get it. Yeah, Dave will go the whole show. He's making good points. Like, you know, it has been the trend.
I don't subscribe to Darvin Ham as being outcoached. They won game one, man. Was Steve Kerr outcoached?
Yes.
Okay, so he was outcoached in game one. We only played two games.
Yeah,
we
played
two games.
The
so now are we gonna swing it? Are we gonna swing it back because game two? Now when the Lakers win game three, will Steve Kerr out coach?
Yes. No, Keith, this is what I'm saying. I'm saying nothing. The problem with this one, the reason I think you as I brought up Spoelstra as an example, I don't remember ever thinking Spoelstra was out coached in a series. His team shows up
because
prepared.
Because you didn't want to think
no,
that.
At first, I thought he was just, he's Pat Riley's guy, and he wasn't even getting any credit. But then you notice Spoelstra will always make adjustments. And so this is what I'm saying. You're right. The series is only two games deep. Let's see what happens over the
long haul. So he's getting ready to make the adjustment for tomorrow.
But don't you find it curious that Jay Will is here the day before saying, look, this is what the Warriors are going to do, and the Lakers seem unprepared for it?
Just because Jay said it doesn't mean that they were not prepared for it. They could have been prepared for it, and it just didn't go that way because they didn't do everything that Darvin Ham thought they were going to do. There is no all right. Max,
I want to talk to someone from the Bay Area. We're talking to a lot of Lakers fans. Let's talk to someone from the Bay Area. Brandon, you're on KJM, ESPN Radio.
Why do I want to hear from the Bay Area?
Hey, y'all don't want to hear from nobody from the Bay Area? Come on now, man.
I do. Love that area.
Man, what is it, overcast?
I'm kind of agreeing with the dude before, man. Even though I'm a Warriors fan, Lakers just can't keep up, man. AD, too sluggish up the floor, man. He just act like he's tired when he get off the plane. He just get off the plane, he's already tired. So with the games being every other day, man, I won't be surprised if the Warriors just go ahead and take the next three games and it be a gentleman's sweep, man.
But he wasn't tired in game one.
He gets off the plane tired, Keith.
But he wasn't tired in game one.
But it's every other game.
Game one because they have more rest. They have more rest, Keith.
No, man, y'all got to stop picking. Man, y'all got to stop picking and choosing. Come on, Brandon, man, stop that. You picking and choosing, and I'm not even talking about the Lakers. I'm just talking about picking and choosing. You pick and choose what you want when you want to, if it fits your narrative. My whole point in all of this is, they got a game three. They're going to make the necessary adjustments, or else they're going to lose game three.
Yeah, game three is a bad one for them to lose.
It's that simple. It's not hard.
Is it bordering on a must-win for the Lakers in game three, Key? Because you're expecting AD to bounce back because it's every other game and they're at home. Is that almost a must-win for the Lakers game three?
I would say it is. Yeah, they can't afford to go down 2-1. Now you're going to take all the air out. You know, you don't want to do that.
And you don't want to waste AD's going to go for 33-18, right?
He has to play better.
Yeah.
There's no ifs, ands, buts about it. He has to play better. And LeBron James is going to take another step. You watch what I tell you. He's going to take another step.
Well, he was really good in the first half. I mean, maybe that's part of the problem. LeBron got a little too hot in the first half, so they never really got AD going, right?
AD needs to get himself going. You can't allow Draymond Green to push you around.
Well, that's true, too.
You can't.
We have Jay's game plan coming up. Jay's game plan that Darvin Ham was apparently – Jay knew what was going to happen, but Darvin Ham apparently didn't.
Man, y'all need to stop, man.
Keyshawn, Jay, Will, and Max, ESPN Radio.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
It is time for Jay's game plan. See if coaches are listening.
Set me up? Do you want to set me up? Give me the first game.
Celtics Sixers. That series is knotted. In case you haven't heard, Jay had a game apiece.
Game apiece. I think for the 76ers, tonight starts with Joel Embiid cementing himself and being aggressive. Now, look, they got blitzed in the third quarter with a ton of threes. I think defense-wise, it was a little bit of them being lethargic in the third quarter. But I think Joel Embiid establishing himself on the block is critical. Also, I think tonight to pay attention to is his conditioning. It's his conditioning at the level, having time off of basketball, then coming back in game two. It was a question of he looked winded. So Doc Rivers utilizing him correctly, but James Harden and Tyrese Maxey still need to have a big game. And they need to do a better job of actually taking the initiative and being physical with Boston. Boston was physical with them from the beginning of the game. Now, like Jason Tatum had 39, I think, in the first game, had a stinker in the second game. Jaylen Brown, Marcus Smart for the Celtics really dictated the tempo defensively by setting the tone. I think they need to continue to do the same in this game. And Jason Tatum needs to explode. We're still waiting for a game in this playoff series where Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, and Marcus Smart all hit their stride running. But Boston wants to switch everything. They need to take advantage of those mismatches.
Hey, Jay, real quick, because we got to get to the Nuggets and Suns also. I want you to lock it in for tonight who's going to win. But it does. There's certain similarities with Lakers and Warriors here, right? Like you have the big guy.
Lakers and Warriors?
Celtics. I'm saying
Celtics and Warriors.
No, I'm saying Celtics, Sixers has certain similarities as structurally as Lakers Warriors in that you have a 3-point shooting team that can takes a lot of them, can kill you from the outside. And on the other hand, I'm very kind of basic way, you have a big guy who can get you on the inside, but is for Embiid health reasons, you don't know if you can rely on that right now.
Yes.
Right. Okay, that's all I was asking.
That seemed more like a statement than...
Well, I just wanted to draw that out of you, goodness. See if you had anything
else. Yeah, I mean,
we
talked about this yesterday. We said that the Celtics give you Golden State Warrior East Coast vibes, right, with how they play, tempo of the game, the way they space you out. They switch everything. All right, so if they want to switch everything, you're going to find those mismatches. That's why I said Joel Embiid needs to be prolific. I firmly believe in order for Philly to win this series, because I believe that Boston is a better team, especially considering circumstances right now with Joel Embiid coming back, that games 3 and 4 in Philly, I think are games that Philly needs to win.
Coach Jay, can you please give the Phoenix Suns the game plan on how to stop your favorite player in NBA history, the Joker?
I mean, first off, DeAndre Ayton is going to have to be a man. They're going to have to start treating him like he was the first pick in the draft. Like, I think there's a level of accountability with the Phoenix Suns, and there seems to be a lot of excuses, and I get that, around Kevin Durant parachuting into this team and CP3. But I think what's happened is we've seen Ayton's mentality diminish slowly over time with not even being an option on the floor. And a lot of that has to be centered around Monty Williams' offense. This can no longer be an offense where it's – your go, my go. as relates to Devin Booker and Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant needs to get to the free throw line. Monty Williams needs to remind Kevin Durant that we are not just a mid-range jump shooting team. Be aggressive. Attack. Let's actually prioritize DeAndre Ayton, because with CP3 being out, you need to prioritize another scorer on your team. Now, DeAndre Ayton, when he is featured, has shown you the ability to do that. But it can't be your go, my go, because when it's that way with their offense, DeAndre Ayton just turns into a defensive player and a guy that just roams offensively.
Especially
he needs to be featured.
Especially can't be your go, Devin Booker, right? Like, if Kevin Durant would be my go a little bit more, if he would impose himself a little bit more, he would be a little more aggressive.
Well, that, but also, where are our continuity sets? Like, what sets are getting are featuring DeAndre Ayton on the block? What features, you know, DeAndre Ayton and Devin Booker in a pick and roll saying, hey, when you come off, I want to feed Ayton multiple times. Say, just D-Book, take 50 shots. They need to feature him. And as it relates to Denver, Denver's going to do what Denver does. Jamal Murray didn't have a good game in game two, and they still won. Like Aaron Gordon, they're going to defend. They're going to increase the tempo of the game, and Jokic is going to be featured. That matchup between Ayton and Jokic, if Jokic is able to dominate that, and that determines the series, I firmly believe that this series is over anyway.
Jay, do the Suns win tonight? Jay, hold on. Let's lock it in. Do the Suns win tonight?
No, I'm not going to lock it in yet because I got a question, Jay. Max?
Well, we could still ask a question. I just want to make sure we lock it in.
I don't want to lock it in.
All right, go ahead. Ask the question. Then we'll lock it in.
You can lock it in afterwards. With all that you just said, Jay, do the Suns need more player movement? Not ball movement, but player movement. Not just standing around looking at KD, standing around looking at Book. You know, do they need to be able to move around?
So Pop said this to me one time, Key, during USA Basketball. He said, hey, are you a spectator or are you a player? And I think what happens is with Phoenix, you have a lot of players on the court who are spectators, who are just standing around watching Kevin Durant, watching Devin Booker do their thing. They're not players.
Yeah.
But that's also the job of the this whole series, regardless of CP3 being out, has put the emphasis on Monty Williams and the schemes that he has to get players involved and not have other players outside of KD and Devin Booker be spectators and be more players.
Bigger pressure to make adjustments, Monty Williams or Darvin Ham?
Why is there a big
I am asking because it seemed to. You seem
well,
to.
Well, there's more. It feels like there's more pressure on Monty Williams because they're down.
That's what, that's what it sounded like to me. It
sounded
like
it could be pressure on Steve Kerr.
Putting the question to Monty Williams,
you know, Max,
whether he can
who
make
has
adjustments.
More pressure?
That's right.
He loves those questions, that's, you know?
Yes.
Why
I love the athletes.
Can't have
former
pressure.
Athletes always like, why are we doing things that will generate interest and make us money? We should stop.
I feel like you're you always tell me how smart you are. Yes. I feel like you should know the answer to that question already.
And I'm playing radio with you.
Yes. So
in other words,
it seems
to me that when I asked about Darvin Ham making adjustments, actually, Key more than you was like, oh, wait a minute, series not over. But here you are putting the question squarely to Monty Williams and seeming to say he's got to make adjustments now.
He has to. I mean, but it's never squarely on one individual match.
Jay, lock it in. Do the Suns win today or not? Lock it in.
You lock it up.
You lock it in.
You lock it up. Suns, I don't – I would – Yates, what's the spread tonight?
Doesn't matter. Suns win
it
at
does.
Home.
I'm just curious.
Suns win at home.
I don't know. I don't think it's that easy.
When Jay eventually locks it in, I'll tell you that Lock It In is brought to you by Gorilla for the toughest jobs on planet Earth.
I will take Denver tonight. I think even with the prolific offensive performance by KD and Devin Booker, Denver wins.
Denver wins. That's locked in?
Phoenix
Are
minus
sure?
four. Spread tonight. Yeah. Denver.
Are you sure
in.
It's locked?
It's locked.
You want to bet, Key? Put 20 on it. Put 20 on it.
More pressure on Darvin Ham.
Pressure on Keyshawn Johnson. Put 20 on it right
or
now.
Or Monty Williams to make adjustments.
You're not frozen.
Lock it in.
I see your nostrils. You're not frozen.
Keyshawn, Jay, Will, and Max, ESPN Radio.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, Jay, Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.